And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus on Thursday took the oath of office as the head of Bangladesh's interim government after an uprising forced former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to step down and flee to India. The key tasks for Yunus now are restoring peace in Bangladesh and preparing for new elections following weeks of violence in which student activists led an uprising against what was considered Hasina's increasingly autocratic 15-year rule. Authorities claim a 19-year-old Austrian who masterminded a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift fans at a concert in Vienna with a bomb or knife had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State militant group. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Some 195,000 fans were expected for the concerts. Austrian police on Wednesday detained three teenagers suspected of plotting attacks. A 19-year-old who has North Macedonian roots made a full confession in custody. He swore allegiances to Islamic State on the internet and had chemicals, machetes and technical devices at his home in the town of Ternitz in preparation for an attack, authorities said on Thursday. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said an Islamic State cell of suicide attackers was broken up.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Palestinians made their way through Khan Yunis on Thursday following orders by the Israeli military to evacuate. Residents were told to leave, quote-unquote, immediately for their safety and go to a humanitarian zone in Al-Mawasi. Elderly women on wheelchairs, sleeping children carried by their mothers and others on donkey carts fleeing Khan Yunis